Blog Talk Radio.
Hands of my
compassion on your servants. You will bring forth your righteousness as the light and your judgment as the noonday. For the Lord has brought about our vindication. Come and let us recount in Zion the work of the Lord our God. For we know that no weapon that is formed against you will prosper. And every tongue that accuses us, in judgment you will condemn. For this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their vindication is from you, O God, our Lord. So God, vindicate me. Against the ungodly nation. Deliver me from the deceitful and unjust man. Oh, judge me, O my Lord, my God, according to your righteousness, and do not let them rejoice over me. Vindicate the orphan and the oppressed, so that man who is of the earth will no longer cause terror. Save me, O God, by your name, and vindicate me by your power. Now will not God bring about justice for his elect, who cry to him day and night? And will he delay longer over them? He who vindicates me is near. Who will contend with me, says the Lord? Who has a case against me? Behold now, I have prepared my case. I know that I will be vindicated. For Zion's sake, I will not keep silent. And for Jerusalem's sake, I will not keep quiet until her righteousness goes forth like brightness, and her salvation like a torch that is burning. Vindicate me, O Lord, for I have walked in my integrity, and I have trusted in the Lord without wavering. Let them shout for joy and rejoice who favor my vindication, and let them favor my vindication, and let them say continually, the Lord be magnified, who delights in the prosperity of his servant. He will bring about justice for them quickly. When the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on communicators, Abba, Abba.
You rescue.
Amen, 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 and amen. Good morning, good morning, good morning. First, give all the God who's the head of my life. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. I'm super excited. It is Women's Day 30. Woo, 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 woo. I get excited, y'all. Y'all don't understand, and my sister's on today. Okay, let me contain myself because I don't want to get too excited. I'm already going to cut up later. But anyway, remember the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak or if you need prayer. Remember, press 1 to speak or if you need prayer. 563-999-3628. The scripture for this morning, I'm coming from 1 John 1 and 5. This is the message we have heard from him and decreed to him. God is light. In him there is no darkness at all. 1 John 1 and 5. This is the message we have heard from him and declared to you. Excuse me. God is light. In him there is no darkness at all. Father God, we ask you to come on the show today. Less of your woman of God and more of you, that she decrease and you increase in her. Speak to your daughter. Speak through your daughter today so your children can hear what they need to hear on today. Have your way on the show, Father God. It is your show. It's not ours. We're just your vessels. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I'm definitely going to give a shout out to all the countries that's listening in. The United States, of course, Canada, Brazil, Ghana, Nigeria, Kenya, Zimbabwe, South Africa, China, Hong Kong, where we're going soon, Germany, Bulgaria, Russia, Mexico, the United Kingdom, Paris, Japan, South Korea, India, Ireland, Portugal, Jamaica, the Netherlands, Italy, France, Romania, and Thailand. Thailand, we're coming there too soon. Thank you guys for tuning in. We know that you can't openly praise God like we can on this side of the globe, but know that we're interceding and praying for you. You're not by yourself. See, that's what the first thing the enemy do is try to trick you into thinking you're by yourself. But this is why it's very important that you keep your helmet of salvation on. All the other armor parts is important, don't get me wrong. But the helmet is necessary, and it's your life. It's covering your mind, because the first thing the enemy knows, if he attack your mind, everything else will follow. Think about it. If the enemy attack your mind, even in your dreams, you need to keep your helmet of salvation on. In spite of taking it off, clean up, nope, shine it up while it's on, clean it up that way, but keep it on to protect your mind. As long as you protect your mind and follow Jesus. I'm not saying it's going to be easy, absolutely not, but it's going to be worth it. Hold on to God's loving hand. Even though the storm is here, remember, it's just a storm. It's passing through. Don't focus on the storm. Put your eyes on the Lord. Look through your spiritual eyes at all times. That's how you're going to make it. You can't be a generation breaker and be what's off. Hello, who I'm talking to. You got to stand 10 toes down and get ready to fight, because the enemy didn't have enough fun in your life. It's time to take it back. But I'm not going to prolong the time. I'll present to some and introduce to others. My sister in Christ, our sister in Christ, Apostle Ashika Johnson. Good morning, woman of God. How are you?
Hey, girl.
Good morning, good morning.
Good morning. I'm just going to act like I wasn't in this car, just screaming to the top of my voice to tell me that I didn't even say good morning to you. So I won't apologize, because I was extra hopeful.
Well, no.
I was like, I love you so much.
Well,
so I'm not even
like, I know.
That I'm just not getting myself together.
Well, that's okay, because that means God has his way. And you know one thing about us, we don't stop when he is on the road. We go in the flow. That's when this song was so perfect. If y'all didn't hear that song, my sister, that's one of my sister's songs. I'll play it again, don't worry about it. But remember, the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 if you want to speak to Apostle Shika after she's done, or if you need prayer. The floor is yours. I'm going on mute so I can. I won't have to control myself. I can shout because I'm going to be on mute. So I'm going on mute.
Oh, God. Thank you, Apostle Kashima. That's my sister. I love her husband. They have been down with me since day one. They didn't even know me. They just was like, but you my girl. I'm going to hold you down. And so I appreciate you all. Every time, you know, you call on me, I make myself available. First of all, I don't know why y'all do it, because, you know, I'll be trying to just stand in the background, just, you know, doing my own little thing. But, you know, it is what it is. And I love her for it. But she knows she has to tell me a month ahead of time, because I have to get my life together. I'd be like, oh, Lord, just let me just speak to the small, intimate crowd. You know, I don't need the multitude. And so I'm okay with that, and I'm okay with what God wants to do. But I just want to encourage the women this morning, because I have really had a moment with the Lord about women ministry and just being a woman as a whole and being the birther and the one who carries visions. And so one of the things that the Lord always deal with me about is, you know, people who don't know me, because I laugh a lot, they don't know the affliction. My God, the affliction I've been through, and the things, the rejection and the abuse and the talked about and you know, all the other things that, you know, people look at me and be like, oh, she's always so happy. She can possibly not have, like, there's no way she got issues. And baby, let me tell you, I have been talked about, drug through the mud, and you know what kills me all the time? I always say this to myself, like, Lord, they'll dog me out and then be liking my husband's stats on social media. I'm just trying to figure this out. Like, come together. Let's get together and let's talk about it. But I've been through so much affliction, and I try to just be like, you know, God is still God, and he's still, you know, the Bible says he was good for me when I was afflicted. He helped me to stay before him. It helped me. It was okay when I had a thorn in my side. It helped me stay before him. But this week I have been asking God, I'm like, Lord, you know, you really didn't have to call me to be an apostle. I was working in ministry. I was okay helping out. I was okay with all the other stuff you had me doing. I really didn't need to be in the spotlight. I'm all right being in the background. I love you. My love is never going to change. I'll go where you want me to go. I'll do all those things, but I just don't want to do that. And in the process of that, you know, God listened, but he like, yeah, okay, yeah. I don't know how he talked to you, but this is how he deal with me. He like, oh, yeah, I heard you, but no, not happening. And so in the process, last night I had been struggling with this word about releasing it, because this word was given to me a year ago, and the Lord said, you won't release it until I say so. And so I asked the Lord last night, I said, Lord, why is there so much turmoil between man and woman? Like, why are we fighting in ministry? Why are women not honored in ministry? And why are we so beat up? And the first thing the Lord told me, he said, first, let me deal with you and deal with the women in your family. And see, God can't deal with other people through you unless he deal with you first, because you got some stuff too. And so right then, my grandmother, who passed away, and who I took upon her mantle to walk in ministry and obey, and my auntie, he brought them before me. He said, the women in your family have been misidentified. They have been misidentified. That means that they've been walking in a calling and an anointing that I never called them into, but they've been doing it for the likes of men. And they were doing it so that they could be accepted in your ministry, so I can preach in your ministry, but you'll never respect me as who God called me to be. And so I was like, okay, man, let me give this disclaimer. This is not to bash men, because I love my brothers in ministry. I uphold them. I support them. I cover them. I pray for them. I stand with them. I'll hug them. I'll labor with them. I'll do all those great things with them, because I honor our brothers in Christ. But I'm talking about those men who have been stuck in a law. And I'm going to get to that, but they've been stuck in a place where I can't honor you in your place that God called you, because first of all, I don't believe he called you there, and second of all, how could he call you there? You're a woman. So I want to deal with that thing you've been carrying, and you've been misidentifying yourself just so you can belong, all right? I know you probably won't like me after this, but that's okay. It's cool. We can rumble. It's all right. But I want to be honest with you and say I was one of those people that I would go visit my family. And I knew my call, but I would allow them to put me in a box and say, missionary, you're a missionary. You can possibly be an apostle, because God don't call women apostles. He only called men. And I'm like, it's the same requirement It's the same requirement that God says, I gave some, I gave this, I gave that. He never said he gave it to a specific gender or specific group. Because if you study the word, it says that man means all mankind. It's not just male or female. And so, you know, that's neither here nor there. I'm just trying to put that out there for if you didn't know. But I wanted to get into the where did it start, right? So let me get back to my family. So my grandmother was a strong apostle. So when my grandmother passed, her apostolic mantle fell on me. And I remember the Lord took me up and he said she did not complete the task of the apostleship only because she was only identified in her local assembly as a mother. And I said, okay. I'm like, well, you know, she was older, and, you know, and that's just how they respected her. And I said, Lord, I thought we weren't caught up on titles. And he said, it's about if you are, if your job is a police officer, your description is to police the area. Now, if I'm a police officer, but I decide I'm gonna go to the bank and be a teller, I am out of my position. And so now there's a void in the position that you actually were supposed to be operating in. So because you weren't policing the place you were supposed to police in at, now somebody didn't get hurt. Something that happened to somebody because you're out of posture, out of your position. So the Lord began to tell me, he said, when we allow people to misidentify who God has created us to be, we get out of our position, and now something falls through the loophole. Right now we're responsible for not coming in contact with the people we were supposed to come in contact with. And then he took me to my auntie. He said, she's a whole prophet, but they call her an evangelist. And I'm like, now to myself, I've been around them many, many times. And I was just like, I never just put like two and two together. And he said, that's what's happening in the body, that turmoil between male and female. There's turmoil between man and woman. And it came because of a curse. And so I know a lot of y'all thinking, where the curse at? Where in Genesis, it talks about, okay, in Genesis, the second chapter, it talks about when Adam and Eve ate of the fruit, and then God said that, you know, all these things would happen to them. Let me explain this to you. Let me explain this. As a married woman, if me and my husband partake in something that jeopardizes our livelihood, I'm a little upset, right? I'm a little mad. So now we got all this turmoil. And so when Adam and Eve, before the fall, they were rulers together. This is what the Lord told me. He said they were rulers together. They ruled together. She was his helpmeet, but they ruled side by side together. She's the one that came out from his side, that came from his rib. They ruled together. He said, but after the fall, now he began to rule over you. Y'all didn't hear me. Before we fell, we were rulers together. But because of the fall, we got a curse that made man rule over us. And so now Eve has become the helpmate, the one who rules with him. And now she has become his companion, his partner, right? His partner who he rules over. And the Bible says that she will want passion from him. Let me go through it because, see, I need y'all to understand what happened when the fall happened, right? So when the fall happened, it says that, let me go through it. It says in 21, then the Lord caused the man to fall into a deep sleep. He took her from the side of the ribs. He did all that great stuff. Yeah. We know the story. We know what happened. But then something happened, and then we end up falling more. And so in Genesis 3:16, it says to the woman, this is what God said to her. He said, as a consequence of your actions, I will increase your suffering, the pain of childbirth, and the sorrow of bringing forth the next generation. You will desire your husband, but rather than a companion, he will be a dominant partner. And he said, so rather than him being someone who was loving and hugging and nurturing and respect your opinions and respect your ideas, now he's going to become controlling over you. So you went from ruler to be ruled over. And so that was the curse that happened. And when I said that some men are still living in that curse, according to law, they're still living there. Now, I was one who I have been rejected. Let me tell you something. I have been rejected by many men. I am not concerned with their rejection. God will deal with them accordingly. But what I am concerned with is when women, we down ourselves into a level so we can get accepted. How do we down ourselves? I'm glad you asked, because I'm about to tell you. We downplay ourselves, and some of y'all about to get real mad at me, when we call ourselves first ladies. Yeah, when we say, I'm his first lady. Well, let me bust your bubble, baby. I'm nobody's first lady. I remember, this is what the Lord told me yesterday. I said, Lord, well, you know, it's number one. And he's like, wait, hold on. He reminded me when I was a kid, we used to play. And he used to be like, you'd be like, I'm going to get in the front seat. And I used to call out zero, no highest. I don't know if my sister remember that. I used to get in, you jump in like zero, no highest. That means no matter what it is, I'm always going to be first in everything. I'm going to be first in everything. See, I don't need to be his first lady when I'm his only lady, and it's zero, no highest. There's nobody higher than me. There's nobody that goes before me unless it's the Lord. So I'm his only one. So why would I put myself in a position for acceptance? Just because he pastors, just because he has a ministry, don't make me his first lady. It makes me his only lady, because that's what's biblical and that's what's righteous before the Lord. So, okay, I said that. I got that off my chest, because I can't stand that first lady sickness, because it's a disease. You are not his first lady. You are zero, no highest, honey. And if you his first lady, that means there's a zero in front of you. Okay, so we're going to move on from there. So while I'm talking to the Lord, and I'm like, okay, Lord, I get that. He say, you know, there's another problem with the women, with the men at the church. They're still bound by the law. Okay, and I'm like, what do you mean? He said, did not grace free you from sin? Did not grace free you from the law? The law tells me that I'm still bound by what Adam and Eve did. I'm still bound. And so I said, well, Lord, how do we get free? How do we get free? How do us as women start walking in true purpose and promise that God has placed upon us, okay? And a lot of people ask me all the time, like, how are you an apostle and your husband a prophet, and how do he respect you? And, you know, you seem very bold and he's very quiet. I respect my husband and I honor him, but I'm going to tell you why we work side by side, why we not following the law, the curse that came with the law, right? I'm going to tell you why. But first, let me get to this, okay? And so, again, let me make this disclaimer. I'm not bashing men. I love my brothers in Christ. I love my brothers who haven't came to Christ yet. I love them. I encourage them. I empower them. I pray for them. I stand with them. I want to keep killing that devil that's saying I'm just bashing men, because I'm not. I think we need to walk side by side in ministry, because he called us to go two by two, not one in front and one in the back, okay? So we're going to talk about that. It says that man is the head of us. We know the scripture. We have heard it through all teaching that they are the head. But let me tell you something as a woman. Men are the head of us, but I still should walk by your side. Making you my head doesn't mean that you will own me, doesn't mean that you rule over me as a slave, doesn't mean that you dominate me. It simply means as you follow Christ, I'll follow you. As you obey God, I'll obey you. As you submit to him, I'll submit to you. It doesn't mean you don't submit, but I still submit. It doesn't mean that you don't follow, and I still follow. It doesn't mean that you don't worship, and I still. I'm telling you, we have got our roles mixed up. I come to bring identity back to women who feel like he ruling over me. The reason your husband has ruled over you is because he has not yet died to Christ. What does it mean to die to Christ? That means everything in me belongs to you. Everything in me, God, you created. It's yours. Well, however you tell me to move, I'll move. Whatever you want me to do, I'll do. You know how I know he said it? Because he said it in his word. I'm always going to tell you about that word. He said, the Bible says in Matthew 5:17, do not think that I have come to overturn or do away with the law or the words of our prophets. To the contrary, I have not come to overturn them, but to fulfill them. That's Jesus said, I came to fulfill the law. I'm telling you that you're no longer bound by it. And then he goes on to Romans 7:1 and said, don't you realize, brothers and sisters, that laws have power over people only as long as they live? So that means, if I want to live outside of the law, meaning live in grace, something in me got to die. Something in me has to die, all right? So the reason we have men who are great rulers, let me tell you why I call them great rulers, because they rule with iron fists. You can't get on a pulpit, and if you speak at a church, you got to stand to the side and speak on the floor. There's no honor among us. We don't honor one another because you think you over me. That's because, baby, you living in the law, and that means you have not died to Christ. You have not fully given him all you got. And I know you need references of great women in the Bible. That's why I came, because I know our men, we need you to tell us. Like, I need to see it, because we talk about the ones you know about, but I don't think you really know about it, honey. Let me tell you, it says, men and women who equally come against a woman for fulfilling her purpose in God by saying she wasn't called to that, she wasn't anointed for that. And let me bust your bubble real quick. Let me just go ahead and tell you this, that we've been called from the conception. We've been used from the beginning. And I'm going to go to that for you. It says that when Jesus was resurrected, he first shown himself to a woman. When the spies were sent to spy out Jericho, they were hidden by a woman, Rahab. When the rock said, if you go, I'll go, he was talking to a woman, Deborah. Or Deborah, a prophet and a judge, okay? Let's talk about the woman who shielded Paul from suffering. Her name was Phoebe, okay? Who he gave high regards to. Let's talk about the prophet Miriam, or the liberator Queen Esther, or the businesswoman Lydia, or Priscilla, or Prisca, whoever you want to call her, multi-talented businesswoman. She was a wife, an evangelist, and a church leader. We got to stop limiting ourselves to what men have placed upon us. And this ain't about titles, because I don't care. You can call me Sheikha, LaSheikha, Sheik, what up, girl, home girl. But you're going to respect what God has anointed me to be. And you're going to respect the call on my life, because if you disrespect that, you disrespect God. Because you feel under a law that says you rule over me instead of trying to rule with me. I come to tell every woman, I encourage you to walk upright in your righteousness, and I don't care what they say you are. Baby, I've been talked about, called out, talked about on the internet, talked about in all different places. Just because I wouldn't bow to Baal, I will not bow my neck, my head to a false god. I trust God in everything I am. I didn't ask for this. I didn't ask for this call. When my sister, Apostle Kasima, called me, I was crying out, God, I didn't ask for this call. I didn't ask for this, but I know you know what's best for me. I didn't ask to be talked about. I didn't ask to be separated. Baby, don't nobody call my phone and ask me to go nowhere. Baby, don't nobody call my phone and ask me to come in their churches. Baby, don't nobody call me and say, this is what I want to push in you. This is what I want to sow this in you. Don't nobody do that. And then when they do invite me, muscles can attest. Baby, they will put me out their church and be like, we don't want you here because you're speaking the truth. We don't want you to tell them the truth. We want you to tell them what I want you to tell them, huh? I guess y'all can't relate. I'm going to tell you, I've been in many churches that they pull me in the back and they try to tell me about the people. So let me tell you what's going on so you won't overstep. And they don't want me to say what God wants to say, because they still rulers with an iron fist. They still haven't died to Christ. They still haven't given their all. They still haven't said, God, I take everything from me. I am no longer gonna pass aside Sheikha so that you can feel presently present. I'm not gonna do it. So let me tell you what happened to me this morning. So I'm going to the store. I'm like, let me give me a little something for lunch, because after this I gotta go to work. Yo, apostles do work, okay? We go to work. We don't just sit and get money from other people or from the church to take care of ourselves. We actually have jobs and careers, and we do great things in ministry, in the marketplace, and in the spirit realm, okay? So I'm going in the store, and it had just opened. So I was like, I usually like, let me give me one slice of meat to put on my little salad I'm getting. And so I asked the lady, when was the deli going to open? And she said, well, the person who both came, they running a little late. If you can wait a little bit. And I said, I really came. I said, I'm going to try, but forget it. They already had sliced on the night before, because I only eat a certain type of meat. And I said, I'll just grab this. So when I got in the car, the Lord said, the exact same thing you just did is what we as women do every day. We settle for what they offer us, instead of waiting for what I've come to give you. And I was in full, I'm going to tell y'all something. I told one of the girls I work with, baby, I'll be in my car, tan it up, and get out of my car like everything is copacetic. I'll be screaming to the top of my lungs how much I love God. In that moment, I begin to cry out and ask God to forgive me. He said, I know what's best for you. I know what's best for you. And all I could say to him, yet they slay me, I will trust you. Though they slay me, yet I'll trust you. Though they come against me, I'll trust you, because you know what's best for me. You know what's best for me. And so we got to stop settling for what they say they'll offer us and raise our standard to say, this is what I require. See, I'm not going to let you rule over me like a taskmaster. I respect you. I honor you. I'll submit to you. But you are not my taskmaster. If he is the taskmaster, he is operating in the curse. Can't no cursed thing come to what is righteous. Again, disclaimer, I'm not bashing men. Because God's men don't rule with iron fists. God's men don't come against the help meet. God's men push all men, male and female, to full potential, to full purpose. It doesn't matter if you wear a skirt. It doesn't matter if you're a man. It doesn't matter if you're a woman. What matters is what's in you needs to come out of you. And so I came this morning to encourage you in God's most infinite way to stop settling for what man has offered you and walk in the fullness of who God has called you. He didn't call you slave. He called you friend. He didn't call you ugly. He called you beautiful, beloved. He didn't call you anything that was opposite of what he created in you. He called you his own. He called you his own. And as women, we need to stand up and fight to be respected. That don't mean we take control and be ignorant. What it means is we humbly say, God, vindicate me in a situation where they have come against me and talked about me and have discredited the gift you placed in me. I will not bow my neck to Baal, but I'll keep standing up. I'll keep going forward to do what you have called me to do. My favorite thing in ministry, out of all the things that Lord has called me to do, is women's ministry. Because we get so lost, and I know what it feels to not be identified. I know what it feels to not being looked upon like you got something. I know what it feels to somebody not trust the word that you, the encouraging words you've given them, or don't ever say the Lord said. I know what it feels like. I know what it feels like to walk with somebody who's jealous of you, and when they're supposed to have your back. You're supposed to be my pastor or my brother in Christ, and secretly you coming against me. I know what it feels like to walk and do ministry with people, and they steal ideas from you. They steal songs from you. They steal all these things from you. I know what it feels like to be ridiculed and abused because people are assigned to your voice and not their voice, and so they get mad and start spreading rumors about you. I know what it feels like to hear things about your name that simply devastates you because you're saying, God, why haven't you vindicated me? And God's saying, look, honey, look, I've always been there for you. I said vengeance belongs to me. I'll do what I said I was going to do. You got to trust me. You got to know I'm with you. So I told God this morning, we got to renew our yes with him. I said, God, I trust you. You know what's best for me. When I don't know what's best, you know what's best for you. When I don't know where to go, you know what's best for me. When I want to give up, you know what's best for me. When you open doors and I say, God, they don't even like me. You know they're not about to invite me back again. He said, I know what's best for you. Obey me. Obey me. When they ridicule, obey. Obey. I know what's best for you. And I said, you know what? He do. He created me from my ending to my beginning. He created me. He put this gift upon me. That I didn't ask to have this. I didn't ask to do this. I didn't want nobody to you know, speak high regard. Just leave me alone. That's what I wanted. I wanted to live life in peace. But God said, I know what's best for you. And women, what's in you got to come out of you. And what God has planted in you, you got to birth. We got to stop aborting the vision, aborting the promise, aborting the businesses, aborting the ministry, aborting the books before they can become to fullness and maturation. They got to come fully mature. We got to stop aborting the thing God placed in us so that men will accept us. And I'm not talking about just male. I'm talking about females. We got to stop aborting vision, aborting the children, the spiritual babies God placed in us to hold all those business ideas, all those things that that's supposed to bring money to us. That's supposed to, he said, I'll give your hand. He'll put money in your hand. He'll give you ideas that will bring money to you and wealth to you. We got to stop aborting because it don't fit in some other man's little ideology. It don't fit. It don't fit. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to compromise. You know, it don't fit, so I'm going to compromise. It don't fit, so I'm going to compromise. I'm going to go back and think, oh, no, it don't fit, so I'm going to come and think. I'm going to tell you right now on my page, I have men who are against me, who hate the fact that I'm an apostle. They come against me all the time. This is what they do. They come against me indirectly. So they'll come against another woman apostle on my page. And then when I check them, they say, no, apostle, we honor you. It's not towards you. We know God called you. So how you know he didn't call her? Help me make sense. We got to stop being okay with allowing men, male and female, to abuse other women in ministry, to take advantage of their gifts, to prostitute their anointings. We have to stop allowing ourselves to be taken advantage of. I am not good enough to sit at your table. I don't need to be standing around your table. If I ain't good enough to sit in your circle after everybody done preached and you done, now you done took the men over and you don't want to hear, oh, no, it's for the guys only. Oh, yeah, we enjoyed your word, but it's for them only. If I stop inviting me. If I ain't good enough, I'm not going to put myself in a situation. I'm not going to keep putting my, I'm telling you, the Lord told me clear as day today. He said, that's what we settle just so we can have the life of men. I literally was about to get back out of my car, go back in this store and say, you know what, I want to return this and let me wait till the deli open so I can get what I'm supposed to get because I'm not going to settle. I didn't care about people looking at me crazy. I was just like, but I'm not going to settle because that's what the Lord said. He told me, stop settling because it's convenient for you. Stop selling it because it's available. Stop settling because they pointed it out and they refused to do it. I'm going to tell you something that the Lord showed me. I was reading something last night and he said, if they bring rules to you, at the bottom of this page it said, rules, these rules does not apply. And I said, okay, so I don't have to pay attention to that because that don't apply to me. And when I was done reading it, because it was some business stuff, the Lord said, that's the same thing with them. Sir and ma'am, when you come against me, everything you said, well, this is what is written. This is the rule. That rule does not apply to me. Well, we can't allow this. That rule does not apply to me. God is not going to send me to a place where you bind me up in bondage. He's going to send me to a place where I'm free and to move and do what he called me to do. So, good morning. It's a new day. Let's do it right today. Let's get it right today. Let's stop settling today. Because the next time somebody tell you what you can't do and what God has commissioned you to do and what God has unctioned you to do, I want you to say, oh, that's so nice, but I do apologize, but not really. I'm sorry, not sorry. Those rules do not apply because God told me to do it. Those rules do not apply. He told me to do it. Let me be very clear. Don't y'all be going out here acting a fool and then be trying to say that I said that. I told you to act a fool and the rules don't apply because some rules apply, okay? But I'm talking about when they come against you and they tell you, no, you ain't been called to that. No, you couldn't be a prophet. No, you couldn't be an apostle. No, you couldn't be a teacher. No, you couldn't be that. It only applies to us. I'd be like, yeah, those rules don't apply to me. I'm who God called me to be. I'm the apostle he called me to be. It took me a long time to be confident to say that. It was times that I accepted what you called me. I accepted what you called me. I don't just do that in the spiritual realm. I do that in the natural realm. When people be like, yes, Miss Lashik, I'm like, Mrs., I'm married. I correct them. Now, baby, my title has changed. And I'm not gonna fall in suit because because you just gonna say what you're gonna say. We're not gonna do that. Some things have to be corrected. And if you don't correct it, you settle for anything that's being said to you. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for your women. I thank you that we are your daughters of Zion. I thank you that you have birthed us out of your loins. I thank you, Lord God, that you have called us to be great and mighty in you. I thank you, God, for every time they rejected us, you accepted us. I thank you that you are Father, you are Abba, you are God Almighty. There is no one greater than you. I thank you that even in the time of trouble, God, your name has been a strong tower. We can call on you and you will answer us. I thank you, God, that you shield us and protect us. I thank you, God, that you cause no harm or danger to come nigh to us. This morning, God, we command our day, God. Let there be peace around us. Let there be respect around us, oh God. Teach us to respect one another. Teach us to get respect as we give it, oh Father. God, in the name of Jesus, I ask you now that you will strengthen your women to go forth in the ministry that you have called them to. I decree and declare now in the name of Jesus that all spirits of backlash, retaliation, all evilness that will come nigh to them for obeying you, for walking upright with you, for declaring who they are in the spirit, I come against it now in the name of Jesus. And God, I release them into their full ministry, God. But God, you say you have already called us even before we came out of our mother's womb. You called us, a time is this. And God, forgive us for denying who you have called us to be. Forgive us for not walking upright. Forgive us for not walking in the strength that you gave us. God, we realign ourselves back with grace. And we come back into rulership. God, we come back into rulership in our rightful place, that we will no longer be ruled over, but yes, we will become a ruler. And God, I thank you. I give you glory. I give you honor. I magnify you for these women, and I thank you for what they're going to do from this day forward in Jesus' name.
Amen, amen, amen. What stuck with me, we settled instead of waiting for what God has for us. That is so very true, because I can speak about me. So they can say, I'll talk about Kashima real quick. Yeah, I've always settled instead of waiting for what God had for me. Now I understand who I am and whose I am. Get it right today, like the woman of God said. Renew your yes to the Lord. God knows what's best for you. You know, but he knows what's best for you. Stop settling to please people. Women of God, stop settling to please people. You must understand that, because this is real. This fight is where we already have to fight for certain things. We're not going to fight for a spot that the Lord made for us, not man, because man can't anoint you, only God can. She did exactly what she needed to do today and remind us to stop settling, because we've all done it. Each and every one of us, I have, we've all done it. But now it's time to stand up and get in your right position and get in place where you're supposed to be, where God called you to be. Amen. Father God, I ask you to give back what your daughter gave out this morning to your people. Cover her with your blood, Father God. We bind the enemy up right now for trying to attack her for doing your will, Lord. We ask you to continue to bless her and her husband tremendously, Lord, because there's always a yes when we call. I can't speak on nobody else, but for when the Douglases call, it's always a yes when it's concerning you, Father God, and we thank you for that. Continue to open doors that no man can open, only you, Father, in Jesus' name, amen. Apostle, let the people know how they can reach you if they want to get your music, if you have any upcoming events. Y'all got to be careful. Y'all want a boot, because she's going to come real. Boots, tennis shoes, or heels. You don't know what you're going to get. But if the Lord tell her to go, and listen and listen well, if the Lord tell her to go, she's coming. If he tell her no, I'm sorry. Your feelings get hurt, but it's a no, because she's going to do what thus saith the Lord all the time, not sometimes. That's what I love. That's what we love about her, all the time. Get your Band-Aids, your towels to cover the wounds, because she's coming. And she coming full force when the Lord sent her. But let me stop, because I get excited about my foot. So y'all don't know. But let them know how they can reach you.
You can go on my social media pages. On my Instagram is Apostle_LaShika Johnson. I think that's it. And then on Facebook is just LaShika Johnson. I got a new website, but let me be honest, I don't even know the URL, okay? So Oh, I'm going to post it on my social media. So just
oh, Lord. Help her, Lord.
Yep. She know how I am. I just be like, what is that? I usually have, you know, somebody who do that, but whatever. So, yeah, or you can email at admin at twobreathe.net. And so, and my administrator will get back to you if you email. But social media is fine. Just, you know, let me be real, real. Don't come in my inbox with no mess. Like, cause I'm not that. I'm not that. So please don't do that to me. Don't do that. You know, I have a great anointing of block, and so I just don't want to do that with the people of God. Okay. So yeah, I'm really a nice person. I just love God. I'm just being real. I just got to be real because you got to set boundaries with people. You know, if you have an issue with me, be real. Come in there and say, look, this is my issue. Don't come in there being disrespectful. But I'll take that.
Right.
I'm not everybody's kind. Everybody ain't going to like me. Mm-hmm. I'm okay with that. Back in the day, I had issues with it. But today, I can say, I'm okay with you not like me. I'm okay with you. Believe me, I get inboxes and be like, I really don't appreciate that. And it's okay. All right, but I can't apologize for what the Lord's saying. Take it up with the real source. I'm just a messenger, but I'll take it. It's okay. And so, you know, yeah, you can reach me in my inboxes. That's fine. I do answer those. I personally answer them myself, so I'm not one of those who would just like, if you email, though, that would be somebody, that would be my admin. But other than that, I actually answer all my inboxes. And so, yeah, reach out, you know. I mean, June, I'm in Arizona. And then, so far in November, I'll be in Baltimore. But I pick and choose where the Lord tells me to go. I just don't go everywhere. I just have to obey God. So, you know, yeah, me and my husband working on new music and doing some things. So it's great.
Yeah, because I need some new music for the show. I have that old song. I need some new music for the show. If y'all haven't heard it, I will replay it for the commercial break. But I'm going to need some new music to add on to the broadcast because I support my sister. I will play that music all day if I can. So, you know, no shame against nobody. But when you're anointed, you're anointed again. Be careful when you approach her. That's all I got to say because she see you before you come. So don't say Apostle Kashima sent you. Nope, that's not true because she know I tell you. Tell her who's getting ready to contact her. So don't use me. Not happening. No option. So if you have anything else you could tell the women of God this morning, sis, because that was really profound that you said, because we do settle, seriously, and put ourselves to the side just to make somebody else comfortable. Time is over for that. I said this other day, it was a woman that waited for Jesus to rise. It was a woman that was there. There wasn't no men around. It was a woman there.
I would say this. It's not to discredit men, but I think women, we have fallen into the concept of the curse. It's just been like, that's what we're supposed to do. And we've been staying there, and we just won't come out, and we won't. And I have been one of those people. So I'm not talking about just, like, bashing, you know, other women. Just, it's like, I've been that person. You know, I have walked in church and allowed someone to be like, oh, you know, we have Sister LaShika, and she's going to give a little inspiration, you know?
You know this is song crazy. It's okay. Hello. You know the song's crazy. Hey. It does what it wants to do. That's okay. We come to please reiterate.
I just feel like we all have fallen in that trap. I mean, I've done it with my own family. Like, you know, it's like, oh, this is my family. They're going to keep calling me missionary. And I have openly said, like, God did not call you to be in a house. And then it was time. And then, you know, recently, and I'm talking about recently in like the last year, that they have honored the apostleship over my life. And they have said, okay, now, you know, I know you're an apostle of the Lord. You know, they weren't always supportive. They didn't always understand. They didn't always like, why is she so radical? Why is she crazy? Why is she act like this? You know, it was just always like, oh, you know, yeah. She don't look like the apostle, you know? So it's like, it was all, a lot of times it's all about the look. And I just want to tell women that God has created us so unique. And we have all these different, like these different little, you know, like a honeycomb. It's just like we got all these little nooks in us that's so different, and that we can get together and become something great. And what has I've seen been happening is now, because we want to fit in so bad, now we start ridicule women with the other men who don't like the gifts on our life. It's like, are you serious? Like, we can't, we're not even supporting each other. And I know, people have said to me, like, I can't hate when you say you don't like, it ain't that I don't like first ladies, I don't like the title. That's mediocre. You the first lady who had tea parties all the time. Like, your ministry got to be greater than that. That does not mean it don't include tea parties. But it's something else in you to bring great deliverance. Stop settling for what people have placed on you and say, look, that's not just what I'm called to do. I'm just not the funny one. I'm just not the fashionable foreign one. I'm not the one who respectful and I walk in and my character just, oh, my gosh, you're so sweet and nice. There's a gift in me that God has placed in me, and I want to operate in it. And I don't mean I need you to operate in it. That means I would like for you to support me. I would like for you to hold my hand. I would like for you to push me into the next place. I don't need you because I got God, but I want you to be the force to help me go forth. I want to be the one who walked two by two with you. I want to be that. I want to be that. And we gotta be honest and open to say that. And we're not. We're just like, oh, I'll just do whatever. We do that in relationships. I'll just take whatever. I probably will never be his wife, but I'll take being his side chick. I will never be his wife, but I'll take being his friend. I'll take being his bed buddy. I'll take whatever I can get because we settle. Instead of saying, no, honey, I'm a wife. I'm a mother. I'm not a baby mama.
Exactly.
We got to stop doing that. And so I feel like the women, we need to encourage one another, and we need to know, like, there's something great in you. You birth. You carry life. And if you keep aborting it, and I'm not talking about something natural, if you keep aborting that spiritual thing in you, where hope at? Where is the hope?
Jesus.
So that's what I want women to see. I don't want people to get so focused on, oh, man, she just bashed these men. No, I want people to say, I just encouraged my wife. She just encouraged my wife to move in ministry. She just encouraged my daughter. She just encouraged my mama. She just encouraged my grandma, my auntie, my sister, you know, the woman at my job. She just said, I don't want you to see it like I'm coming against you. And see, the world accepts you. But they have the church accepts you. They're having a hard time with me. But I want it to be looked at like that.
Good. That's good. Because we do settle, and that's good. It's time for us to support one another. Too many people want to think because they're a little well-known, they forget where they came from. They're not humble anymore. You know, and I tell people all the time, be careful because you will have a job experience being too arrogant because you done moved up a little bit and you're not thinking about, it's not about God anymore, it's about you. Well, we have a man on here, caller, that want to speak on women settling and just in general. Man of God, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, women of God. How are you guys doing this morning?
Good.
We're good. Yeah, I've been listening. Listen, I caught the tail end of the broadcast, and I was sitting here as you were talking, Apostle. The Lord began to show me something that he had revelated to me some years ago, and what he showed me was that if you give the when you give a woman something, she is a natural incubator, and whatever you put into her hands has to grow. Now watch this. What God began to show me was this. If you stop being the incubator, we'll stop growing. If you take a back seat, we'll stop growing. If you say that I'm not going to do this anymore, we'll stop growing because you're the incubator. If when we give you seed, you give us a child. We give you a shack, you make it a house.
Mm-hmm.
We give you the bank account, you make us wealthy. You see what I'm saying? It's all about us being able to trust. Come here, God, help me right through here. Trust what God has placed inside of you guys to produce for us. But one of the worst things in the world, ladies, and y'all hear me and hear me good, this is coming from another man. Do not dummy yourself down to water yourself down to becoming just that thing that that man needs. You become more than that. Not saying that you're saying that you're better than them, not saying that you're greater than them, not saying that you got more than them, not saying that you got this position and you're doing this and you're going to do that. But what you do is don't dummy yourself down. Let that man know that I have a gifting inside of me. And with my gifting and your gifting, we can make this world, we can tear the kingdom of the devil down. We can do kingdom business. Come on here, let me help you. We can do kingdom business when we got kingdom business mindset and we operate in our gifting together. That's what I love so much about my wife. I know that my wife cannot preach like me, but the way that my wife preaches, she will pull more people in with the way she preaches than I preach, because she reaches people in places that I will never be able to reach because of the anointing. Come here, let me help you. Because of the anointing that's on her life. Every woman that's under the sound of my voice, I want you to hear me and hear me well. You have an anointing on your life. You have an anointing on your life. Whether you are anointed as an anointing of help, whether you're anointed as an anointing of prayer, whether you're anointed as an anointing of assistance, whether you're anointed as an anointing of pushing women, you have an anointing on your life. Do not dummy your position down, because we need you. They question, there's one woman that's in your presence right now that needs you no longer to be silent. Come here, let me help you. Stop being silent when you know that there's a gift on the inside of you that is designed to get that person to the next level. And do you not know that every time you elevate somebody, God gives you more so you can elevate again? So when you do your job, you go from being at the bottom of the pile to the top of the pile. But what you have to do is you have to start, come here, you have to start operating in the gift. You have an assignment. You have an assignment. Do what God has charged you to do. Move in the way that God has told you to move. Operate in the way God has told you to operate. Watch this here. Yeah. You're going to make a whole lot of people mad, so don't worry about it. They go say, you know that old saying, you're danged if you do, and you're danged if you don't. So regardless of what direction you go in, woman of God, you go catch it, regardless of whether you do it the way they want you to do it, or you do it the way God has called you to do it. I prefer that you do it the way God called you to do it, because if you do it the way that they say do it, they going to go get all the glory. But the glory don't belong to them. The glory belongs to God. So do it the way God told you to do it. And watch this here. Let the chips fall where they may. It used to be a song that they sung in the word, let the bodies hit the flow. Go let the bodies hit the flow, baby, and go on and do what God told you to do. Operate in your gift.
You want
to get rid of some folk? Let me show you how to get rid of some folk. Start doing what God called you to do. You want to find out who your real friends are? Start operating what God called you to operate in. You want to find out who's for you and who's against you? Start operating what God called you to operate in. You watch this. You're going to lose a whole lot of friends, but I promise you, God going to open some doors to some people that will blow your mind.
Yes.
The thing that you thought that they were depositing in you was number chump change. And I ain't talking about finances. I'm talking about ministry.
That's right.
I'm talking about elevation. Yeah. I'm talking about power. I'm talking about unlocking your potential. I'm talking about all of that.
Yeah.
I ain't get on here to do all that. But y'all, ladies, thank y'all. Thank y'all for letting me pop in. Thank y'all for letting me pop in. I'm encouraged. And if I'm encouraged, I'm sure that there's some woman, some young woman that was listening today. That was encouraged. We were encouraged. So thank you so much, mm-hmm. Apostle, woman of God. Thank you so much.
Thank you. This is my sissy.
Y'all don't understand. Y'all, look. Me and Apostle. I think we're twins. I think we were separated in birth some kind of way. I think we were separated at birth. So we're not even the same age. We're not some kind of way.
God.
There was a split gene between us and God, and something happened, and she wound up on one side of the world, and I wound up on the other side of the world. But by the grace of God, we wind up connecting, and when we connected, you know, it was a Mary and Martha experience. Both of our babies and our bellies leaked. So you know, it's one. So this is my sister. This is my sister.
See, y'all understand. Y'all don't understand. This is what happens when they get together. This is me and Sean is more relaxed and just chill. But these two here, y'all just you gotta know that you know that you know.
You gotta know.
Thank you, people coming
on.
I'm
gonna go back on. I'm gonna go back on mute. I love you, sis. Thank you for the massage. I took the woman part and put man in, so I got mine. Thank you so much.
They're right there. I knew once he said, I got something to say. I knew once he said, got something to say, we're going to get you. So that's why I said,
so
somebody want to say something.
I was just about to ask you, like, not saying I don't love you, but where is my person? And then I heard his voice. I said, hey, man, look at God. Come on, God.
We support each other for real. See, that's still another saying. We support each other for real.
Yeah.
Just because you don't hear, don't mean we're not right there. We are there.
That's right. That's right.
We're not going to hold you up. We know you got to get to work. Thank you for coming on. Okay. It's always an honor to have you on. You know, we got you 10 toes down. Hopefully at times we're coming behind you. This 5'3" is mighty with the Lord. Walk carefully into way.
I love you.
Thank
you all for trusting the word that God has placed on me. Because, baby, you know, I'm just a broken pot, just trying to stay on the potter's wheel. Just trying to stay on the potter's wheel, girl. Jesus. So I will talk to you later. I love y'all.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you.
Love you, too.
And
love you, too. Thank you.
My brother. That's what's up.
Love you, too, sis. Love you, too, sis.
Look. We're going to go to a musical break, and we'll be right back.
Put those hands together all across the building tonight. Let the devil know that you encourage. Let him know that you encourage. Let him know. Hallelujah. I don't know about you tonight, but somebody may be crying, but I come to let you know that God can make it all right. It's impossible to see, but God is gonna work it out if you just believe. Remember this one thing while you're going through. If God delivered Daniel, guess what? He'll do the same for you. Hey,
no matter what's going on,
no matter what's going on,
he'll make it all right.
Said it in his word.
Oh,
be encouraged.
No matter what's going on.
always. These trials are just a test. Just a test of your faith. So stand strong and dry your weeping eyes. Cause joy comes in the morning and everything is gonna be alright.
Beside still waters, he restoreth my soul. When you become a believer, your spirit is made right. Sometimes the soul doesn't get the notice. It has a hole in it due to things that's happened in the past, hurt, abuse, molestation. But we want to speak to you today and tell you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. Some people's actions are not because their spirit is wrong, but it's because the past has left a hole in their soul. May this wisdom help you get over your past and remind you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. I have my sister Leandria here. She's going to help me share this wisdom and tell this story.
Deliver me, 'cause all I seem to do is hurt me, hurt me.
Deliver me, 'cause all I see. my background since.
Oh, Lord,
oh yeah.
Deliver me.
God rescue me from myself, from my overthinking.
Deliver me.
If you're listening out there, just repeat after me if you're struggling with your past and say,
oh, Lord.
Let the Lord know. Just say, oh,
oh.
To restore your soul. You say,
deliver me.
Hey, it's my people who are called by my name. Humble themselves in prayer.
Deliver me.
Keep my faith. Turn from their wicked ways. I will hear from heaven. Break it on down. So it is. It is so. Amen. Now when we pray, we want to end that with a declaration, a decree. So I'm speaking for all of you listening, starting here, starting now. The things that hurt you in the past won't control your future. Starting now, this is a new day. This is your exodus. You are officially released. Now sing it for me, Leandria.
Like the woman of God came on and said, stop settling. Stop just rushing and trying to sit in position and not say anything and not walk into your calling. It's time for you to stand up, get in place, and get in position and do what God called you to do. It's all right to be understanding, but don't let somebody close your mouth when the Lord has you to say something. What he has for you is only for you. God gave you the anointing, not man. Remember that. Man did not give you the anointing. God did. He has so much in store for you, woman of God. Stop settling and wait on the Lord. I'm going to give you three keys on today. Get your Bible, King James or NIV. Find your church home, maybe go online, or if you want to connect with any other men and women of God that's been on here, let us know. We will definitely connect you. There are services at 8, 11, 10, and 3. We will connect to each service that's good for you. You're also welcome to join us at the Abba House at 6705 H Street, Houston, Texas, 77028 at 1130. 6705 H-A-I-G-H-T Street, Houston, Texas, 77028 at 1130. And three, make sure the man or woman of God that you're under is walking and preaching the same thing. This is very critical when you surrender your life to Christ. Remember, get your Bible, find your church home, and make sure the man or woman of God that you're under is walking and preaching the same thing. The overcoming scripture is Romans 10:9. It says, if you declare with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Yes, they want you to do the sinner's prayer. There's nothing wrong with the sinner's prayer. Sometimes you have to meet God where you are. He already knows your heart. He just waiting on you to surrender to him. It's just that simple, Lord, I need you. What I've been doing haven't been working, and I can't do this without you. Forgive me for all that I've done, and I'm ready. Now, I'm not saying it's going to be easy. Again, from Genesis to Revelation, it never states it's going to be easy, but it does say seven faith size of a muscle seed can move mountains. Get connected with people, men and women of God, that will help you, push you, and understand your purpose. It's birthing time. If you ever need assistance, let me know. You can reach us on the Abba House Church phone at 346-419-2529. It's no judgment zone here. Iron sharpens iron. Chief and I are serious about supporting each other in the body of Christ. And everybody don't do support. We get it. Trust me. People have shown us. But we're big on supporting one another. These men and women of God come on here to help you understand that it's okay. The song will not last. But once you try Jesus, fall back in love with him. Get the intimate relationship with the Father, with just you and him. And he will show you which direction to go. Remember, this is not an easy walk. Absolutely not. But it's time for you to stand up and get in place. Get connected with people that will help you, guide you, and show you how good the Lord is. We all needed somebody to understand who the Lord was. My somebody was my grandmother. She had a praying grandmother. My grandmother prayed for Kashima because she would do a lot of stuff. But my grandmother prayed for me. Get somebody that will pray for you and push you. It's okay. Remember, adjustment falls seven times. Get back up. We all have fallen. But there is a way, and the way is Jesus. Don't forget, I have the blessed oil if you need it. So, Apostle, I need some blessed oil. It is free. It's not miracle soap, miracle water, or miracle talk. It is absolutely free. Text me at 346-419-2529. Say, Apostle, I need some of that blessed oil. You got it. I will mail it to you. Or if you're in the Houston area, we can meet you and pray with you. Iron sharpens iron. This has been No Judgment Zone again. I'm going to tell you what you did last night, Lord, this morning. I just want you to have a relationship with the Lord so you can see that you're not alone. He's always been with you. It's us that turn our back on him. The call gives the gift is still full effect. You can text me with that as well. I also have an upcoming event, Hats and Pearls, a women's conference. Sorry, men. Not allowed on this one because we need to let out what we've been holding in. June 10th, 2023 at 3 p.m. You can go to my Facebook page, K-I-S-S-H-I-M-A, Douglas, D-O-U-D-L-E-S. Send me a message and I will send you the information. Women, it's time for you to stand up and get in position because these young women need you. They need your guidance. They need your experience. They need your wisdom. So come on and join us for Hats and Pearls. Get your pretty hat and put your pearls on and come on. And let's worship and talk and share some things. And so what you went through, somebody else didn't already been through. What you're going through, I mean, somebody's already been through. And they can show you the steps to get out of it. But I'm here to tell you, once you try Jesus, once you fall back in love with the Father, it'll get better. Day by day. Tune in on Facebook tomorrow at 7. I'm on a women's panel. Tune in tomorrow at 7 on Facebook. See, we're about encouraging one another and pushing each other and lifting each other up. I got you, woman of God. Hold on, because better is coming. Hope you guys have a blessed, phenomenal day. You want to go back and hear Apostle Ashika, you can go back on here on the replay on my page as well as Worldwide Gospel Christian page. Tune in Monday for Man Up Monday. If you want to sow, you can at $WGC2020. You guys have a blessed, phenomenal day.
He saw the best in me when everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight that he saw the best in me. I guess I'm the only one got this testimony. When everyone else around me can only see the worst in me. Can I tell y'all one more time, one more time? I said he saw the best in me. When everyone else around could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight. All I need is one. Hey!
He saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me, yeah.
Everyone else
around
can only see the worst in me.
Does anybody have that testimony? When Trump walks you off, said you would never make it, what did he see?
He saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me, yeah.
When everyone else around can only see the worst in me.
Can I tell y'all one more thing? I just need to tell you one more thing. Listen to this. See, he's mine, and I am his. It doesn't matter what I did. He only sees me for who I am. Does anybody know that tonight? Oh, see, he is mine, and I am. Said it doesn't matter what I did. See, he only sees me for who I am.
Help me sing it.
Yeah, girl.
Help me.
He is mine. Amount to anything. Said that you would never end up being anywhere. But Myron, tell him one more time. What did he see?
He saw the best.
When mama said you would never be nothing. When aunties and uncles said that you would never amount to anything. When daddy didn't come home anymore. He didn't look at you and say that you weren't going to make it. God looked at you and what did he see? What did he see?
He saw the best.
Is there anybody here tonight that's so very thankful that God is at?
did he see?
The best.
I said, what 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 did he see?
The best.
Can I sing the verse one time? Listen to this, y'all. I love this. I love this. See, see, he's mine, and I'm his. It doesn't matter what I did, but he only sees me who I am. Ooh, Lord, yeah. He's mine, and I am his. It doesn't matter what I did. He only sees me who I am. Sing it one time. We're going to go past it. He is mine. Oh, oh, oh.
He's mine and I am
his.
It doesn't matter what I did.
He only sees me for who I am.
He only sees me.
And the reason why he sees me for who I am, because he created me in his image and his likeness. He's mine.
He's mine.
I am his.
And I'm his.
It doesn't matter what I need.
It doesn't matter what I did.
He only sees me.
He only sees me.